This is what it looks like. As I said, it's an organic group. From your functional group chemistry from school, any recollection on C, C double bond O, C? Yeah, I'm just focusing, just say we divide that thing in half, and if we go C, C double bond O, C. Any ideas of what that functional group would be? Things like carbonyls and ketones, does that ring a bell? Yeah, because that group there, C double bond O, that's a carbonyl group. And when you have that carbonyl group with a C on either side, that's then a ketone. So it's a ketone that you're looking at. Now, ketones are good. I usually refer to them, the classic simple example, as a girl compound. Nail polish remover, acetone. That's your archetypal ketone. Okay, so that's a common thing. So we're now seeing that this is like a diketone, the ACAC. And what it's doing then is it takes up a charge. You can see that we've now got a 1 minus charge, and it's dispersed from the oxygen on one side, left-hand side, right around that backbone to the oxygen on the other. So these two oxygens then are able to effectively carry some of that negative charge, and that then interacts with the sodium plus down here, and it's that bonding that holds the whole thing together. The oxygen, you'll recall that oxygen often has a minus charge on it, delta minus, that's attracted to the positive of the sodium. So that's why these things stick together in solution.